always talk about all the different service providers you could retain to help you get a better handle on your money. There are many different kinds. There are financial advisors, there's money coaches, there's all sorts of, there's nonprofit credit counselors, there's licensed insolvency, blah, 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 blah. There's so many. The one distinction that sometimes is hard for people to make is the difference between financial advisors and financial coaches or money coaches. I want to make that very, very clear by talking to a financial counselor and coach today. Her name is Tanya Oliva. She is the founder of FinSmart, and she joins us now from Campbell River, British Columbia. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. It's fantastic to be on your show. Thanks for having
me. Fantastic to talk to you. How is a financial coach different from a financial advisor?
Well, let me just first say that everyone can benefit from financial coaching and counseling, especially people in their younger years. But in the most simplest terms, a financial coach is someone whose core focus is on helping people with money management across all financial behaviors, how we spend, save, borrow, and plan. And ultimately, our goal is to help people build initial wealth. Whereas a financial advisor, their core focus is on helping people invest that initial wealth and then help grow it over time. So that's very simple, but as you can see, it's the difference between money management and investment management.
Mm. With any coach, like when we think about coaches, life coach, sports coach, running coach, dating coach, there is a combination of the head and the heart. So very tangible skills, like how do you calculate your net worth? And then less tangible skills, like how do you deal with emotional spending, et cetera. Give me some examples on where your work engages in those two things?
That is an excellent question, because so many of our decisions and our actions are really guided by our subconscious mind. And so one of the focuses that I have is on our money mindset. And when we think about our mindset, this is the lens through which we see the world. It's how we think, feel, and behave. So FinSmart is really what I define as my money mindset. And it's when we use our money with intention and mindfulness. And so this is really, again, about managing our money. And I like to say, Bruce, mastering our money is a skill. You know, it's not a task. So in order to develop the best behaviors when it comes to your money, you have to have the right mindset, which then infuses the right behaviors.
Mm. You have real world experience here. You had a self-described financial meltdown at age 32. How did you get out of it?
Yes, we all have a money story. And this is my origin story with regards to how I became a financial coach. So Bruce, in the year 2000, I was experiencing a divorce, the loss of my very first career job as a result of an unexpected restructure. And thirdly, as we all will recall in the finance world, the dot-com crash.
Mm.
So in those 6 months, I really was at my bottom. And the very first thing I did was I had to get my financial house in order. You know, I was broke. I'll be honest. It was a very scary and vulnerable time for me. So I, first of all, created a cash flow budget system. And it's a system that I use to this day. I can share with you 20 plus spreadsheets that I've used every year to help me manage my money. And it has been a game changer.
What would you say you learned that you apply with the most regularity, given that you have walked this path yourself?
It's all about, I think, three things. First of all, you know, living within and below your means. You know, if we're going to live above our means, we're always going to be in that paycheck to paycheck and debt cycle. So what I became clear of, Bruce, is knowing what is most important to me, you know, understanding my financial goals, my lifestyle goals, and then using my money to achieve that. And that's really how I've worked. And I've always saved for my future self. This is the other thing that I am trying to educate, you know, people in general on, is don't just think about your present self, think about your future self, because we all are living longer and healthier lives And we want to maintain a lifestyle throughout our life.
Yeah. You have four A's: awareness, anticipation, action, and achievement in one sentence. Can you tell me what each of those A's mean?
Absolutely. It's bringing your A game to your finances. So awareness is about knowing everything there is to know about your finances. So I'm talking your net worth and your net income. Anticipation is all about your present and future self and making financial decisions that align with your goals and your life vision. Action is all about implementing best practices and knowing your financial priorities. So it's having that spending plan, debt payment plan, and of course, managing it in an effective way. And the final stage, of course, is achievement. It is about living your best life, aligning your money with your financial priorities and your goals so that you know that you're on the path to living your best life.
One of the other distinctions between a financial advisor and a financial coach is how one finds and retains a financial coach. Because you can go to any branch of any bank and they're going to pair you with a financial advisor, and that advisor will be compensated, as they should be, typically, in that environment, on the commission that is generated from the sale of a mutual fund. A financial coach you pay for outright, like you would a life coach or a personal trainer. How much does it cost? How long do those engagements typically last?
That's an excellent question, Bruce. What I can say is that there's not a lot of us out there. This is still a fledgling profession or coaching discipline. I myself am an accredited financial counselor, and my understanding, there's only about 240 of them in Canada, but I expect that to grow. So to find one, you can just do the Google, of course. I'm available at finsmart.ca, but what it costs is really, I take a holistic approach, which we all should, because we cannot make financial decisions in a vacuum. We must know the big picture. So I only take clients on, for example, on a 3-month coaching package. And it really will depend on their circumstances, how complicated or how many are living in the household. But really, it starts at about $1,500 for a full 3-month coaching package to go through that holistic process, that A game of awareness, anticipation, action, and achievement.
And is that $150 an hour or so? Why I think that's really important is to put it in the category of other services that people pay for. They may pay for a physiotherapist or a massage therapist. Is it in that same range?
Yes, it is. And when I share that with my clients, I say that my, session fee is between $100 and $150. And again, that's not only the talk time, but it's also the preparation time and the response time. And I don't say it's by hour, I say it's by session. So our sessions can last an hour and a half, 45 minutes, and sometimes 3 hours. Yes, it's true.
if there were, hope there's a beverage involved, even over Zoom. One final question before we go. If there was one issue that you see more often than any other in your practice, what would it be? And what is the thing that you wish you could, in some ways, record yourself saying that would be your advice on said issue?
Bruce, if I have to choose one thing, it's that most people use mental accounting to manage their money. It's impossible. Most wealthy people use a budget or some sort of system to know where their money is going and what they want their money to achieve. If you are trying to pay all of these bills and subscriptions and other expenses just off of your brain activity, it's not going to work and you will not get ahead. So this is why I keep coming back to my success, which is that cash flow budget system I created as I was going through that financial meltdown. And it allowed me within 15 years to achieve financial independence. So it's not about how much we make, it's about how much we keep. As you know, so please, if you're going to be successful with your finances, have a system in place to do that.
A system, and it could well be that a coach would make a difference for you. Thank you so much for your time and your insight, Tanya. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Bruce. Keep going. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'll keep going if you will. Tanya Oliva is a financial counselor, financial coach. Her firm is called FinSmart, and she joined us from Campbell River, British Columbia.